神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We are so happy to have you to turn in and listen to our broadcast once again.
很高兴跟您又在节目中再见了。
Words is a very important part, of course, of our conversation.
说话是在我们沟通之间一个很重要的工具。
And a very part of our life.
而且是我们生命的一个很重要的部分。
They tell us that the average man speaks 25,000 words a day.
据研究，一个人平均每一天会说到25,000个字。
And the average woman, 30,000.
刚才是男人，女人呢，大概要30,000个字。
According to the statistics, the average person spends at least 1/5 of his or her life talking.
统计起来，大概一个人一生当中有1/5是在说话。
In a single day, enough words are used to fill a book of 50 pages.
一个人一天所说的话可以写成一本50页的书。
In 1 year's time, the average person's words would fill 132 books, each book containing 400 pages.
这样一年下来呢，我们所说的话可以写成132本书，而每一本书有400页。
You can see how important our words are.
所以你可以看到说话的成分有多重要。
We have been talking about conversation.
我们已经在谈说话，沟通。
In many areas of conversation.
很多方面的沟通。
Today I want to talk to you about words.
那今天我要跟你谈一谈，就是说话。
You know, there is something within us at times that wants to wound other people.
在我们的人生呢，会有一种倾向，想要去伤害人。
Sometimes because we want to feel superior.
有时候呢，是我们想有比人好的一种优越感。
Other times we want to feel that we are approved.
有时候我们是要被肯定。
And so we meet these in a very strange way at times.
So 我们就用很多很奇怪的方法。
And many times that's by hurting people.
那其中的一种就是常常会去伤害别人。
So we're going to look at some ways and some words that we wound other people.
So 我们要来看一看有哪些话、哪些方法我们会去伤害人。
Degrading words are words that we look down.
第一种是贬人的话，这样子会把别人贬下去。
Sometimes it may be by critical words.
有时候是用一种批评的话。
Maybe someone might say, I do not know why you do that. It makes you look so foolish.
比如说呢，你这样讲，你怎么会这样做呢？好笨哦。
Sometimes it is thoughtless words.
Okay, go ahead.有时候是不经过思想的话。
A person may say to another, if I had a child like yours, I would give him away.
有时候有人对你说呢，如果我的孩子像你，我早就给人了。
Words that you didn't think about, but just say off the top of your head that hurts another person.
或许没有经过脑筋想一想，但是说出去呢，就是伤害到对方。
Maybe insensitive words, words such as, if I kept my house like this, I would be ashamed.
有时候是一种尖锐的话，比如说呢，如果我的房间像你这样，我早就觉得很羞耻了。
Maybe it's words that we call inappropriate words, using words that really doesn't fit into the situation.
有时候是用了一些不合适的话。
Like one woman said, I guess now you will be free since your husband died. He was so controlling.
比如说呢，有人对你说，你先生过世了，你一定很自由吧？以前都被他控制着。
Now, in truth, he may have been controlling.
或许那是事实。
And now the wife will have a certain amount of freedom.
当然，太太也比较自由一点。
But this was the wrong time, right after the death, to say words like this.
但是就在先生刚过世讲这种话的话，实在不适合。
Sometimes you express yourself to others very with tactless words.You might say your hair looks as if a typhoon has gone through it.
有时候讲的话呢太夸张了，比如说呢讲对方的头发像台风刮过一样。
These are words that push people down.
这些话呢都会把人家贬下去。
And really, you may be saying that because you want to feel superior.
那说这些话的用意，或许你真的是想要让对方觉得你比较优越。
I want you to look at now at some demanding words.
另外一个是一种命令式的话。
Words like ordering words that says you better do this now.
比如说呢，你最好现在就给我做。
Sometimes that goes through a person like a dart going through the heart.
有时候呢，这个对一个人的心来讲是一个很大的一个冲击。
Sometimes it's threatening words.
有时候是威胁的话。
If you do that again, I'll leave you.
如果你再做的话，我就要离开了。
Maybe accusing words.
有时候是控告的话。
I know you did it because you always do it.
一定是你，因为总是你做这种事情。
Sometimes it's probing words, trying to get things out of people.
有时候是试探性的话。
You might say, well, tell why you did that.
比如说呢你告诉我为什么你要这样做。
So we probe, trying to get answers out.
所以我们想要从对方探问他的答案。
Then there's those angry words.
其他另外一个是生气的话。
I hate you. I can't stand being around you.
我实在是很恨你，我没有办法在你的四周围。
These are words we hear so often.
这些我们常常会听到。
Sometimes when a person is hurt,They'll hurt others.
有时候一个人因为被伤害过，所以呢就很容易伤害人。
Then we have humiliating words.
另外第三个是屈辱的话。
These words bring people down, make them feel guilty.
这个会让对方觉得有罪恶感。
Sometimes it's preaching words.
有时候是一种教训的话。
I have always told you that what you are doing is wrong.
我常常告诉你，你做的是错的。
How often some of our mothers and fathers will do this to their children.
很多时候父母亲会讲这种训话。
Bringing guilt to them.
然后把愧疚感加给孩子。
Sometimes they're judging words.
有时候是论断的话。
I know you.And you are the person who always spreads the lies.
我知道你，你常常说谎。
And so people will judge others.
人会论断人。
Sometimes it's disapproval words.
有时候是否认、否定的话。
Anything you do always turns out to be a failure.
不管你做什么，总是失败。
You can imagine how these words make people feel.
你可以想象这种话让别人的感受怎么样呢
?When you humiliate a person and say, can't you ever do anything right?
当你想要屈辱人的时候你就对他说呢你好像没有一件事做对的。
Parents must be careful how they use these words with their children.
特别是父母亲要注意对你们的孩子不要讲这些话。
Because all of their lives, their children will feel that lack and feel that they are really guilty.
这样子会让孩子存着很深的罪恶感。
Now we have words that are destructive words.
一种是没有建设性的话。
Words that can ruin a person's reputation.
说话可以毁掉一个人的声誉。
These are the gossiping words.
比如说像闲话。
Words that might say, I heard that she and her husband is fighting all the time.
比如说呢我听到他们夫妻常在吵架。
Many times is when we repeat rumors, not the facts we know, but just rumors.
有时候我们不是真的看到或听到，而是在传播或者是重复别人的一些闲话。
I just heard the company is about to fire some of the workers.
我听说呢，那个公司要辞掉很多员工。
I think one of the bad ones is when we repeat to somebody what somebody has told us in confidence.
有时候呢，别人呢很信任你来对你讲一些话，你却把它讲出去，这实在是很不好的。
They'll say, "I'm not supposed to tell this, but Lou's boyfriend has left her."
你会说，不要跟人家讲，我不应该跟你讲，但是呢，我要告诉你，某某人她的男朋友已经离开她了。
Or words that you may use to discredit someone.
有些话呢，你用出来呢，会损一个人。
Maybe you'll tell someone about someone else. I do not believe a word he says.
有时候你对别人说的那个人的话，我一个字都不想听。
Trying to make it seem like he doesn't tell the truth.
意思是说呢，对方的那个人呢，不讲实话，他不相信。
Then there's the deceitful words.
有的是谎言欺骗的话。
It's when we brag.
也就是吹嘘夸张的话。
I have a friend of mine that she loves her children, but she does always tell the wonderful things that they do.
我有个朋友呢，她很爱她的儿女，她常常对人家夸她的儿女。
Or maybe it's a mother who might say, "My daughter can play the piano better than any of those other girls."
就像一个妈妈跟人家说呢，我女儿呢弹的琴比别人好多了。
Sometimes it's boasting words.
有时候是自夸的话。
You know, we like to tell what we have.
我们常喜欢跟人家夸我们自己有的。
The one man that might have said, "We have just bought our fourth home, and we are going to buy one in Japan."
我们呢已经买了第四个家了，还要买一个，在日本买一个第五个家。
And then it's those words that are false statements.
有一些呢是错误的话。
Words that are not really true.
不是真的。
Like maybe someone said, "Well, I'm sure I saw him do it."
比如说呢，我真的是看到他做了。
When really they may not have at all.
但是事实上他没有看到。
Then there can be the insincere words.
有时候是不诚恳的话。
The person that said, "Oh, I am so sorry."
比如说呢，他说啊，我很抱歉。
When deep inside they're not sorry.
心里面真的一却没有这样子的感觉。
Then there's the lying words.
有的是说谎。
No, I would never do that, you might say.
比如说呢，我绝对不会做这种事的。
And all the time you did do it.
那事实上很多时候你做了。
Sometimes it's not just the words, as we said before, it's the non-verbal way of communicating.
有时候不是只有说出来的话有这些伤害性，还有我们的无言无声的这种沟通也是会带来伤害性。
That may also be very disagreeable.
可以是很不同意的态度。
Let's look at some of the attitudes and some of the ways that we may carry ourselves so that people understand something that we're communicating to them.
让我们来看一看有一些方面，一些态度会表达出这种没有建设性的沟通。
It's those who dominate, those people who monopolize or control a conversation.
比如说有一种呢，他非常的有那种专制掌控的这种个性。
It seems like when there's several of them together, that's the person that you always hear talking.
好几个人在一起，那个人总是抢话说。
Then you have the interrupter.
另外一种是干扰。
No matter what you're saying, they're trying to come in and speak over top of you.
不管你在说什么，他总是要抢进来说。
And they'll break into the conversation time after time.
常常在说话当中要打断人家的谈话。
These are very disagreeable ways of communicating.
这些都是很不能让人家认同的沟通。
Then there's the one, the nagging words, which where we're finding fault all the time.
另外一种呢，就是那种很挑剔的，常要找人错误的。
Then we have the complaining spirit, the one who always has the problems that dominate the conversation.
另外一种是抱怨，就是会把一些问题带进来。
Then there's those that like to cut people.
另外一种人呢，喜欢伤害人。
haughty, making them feel that they're better than they are.
让别人感觉到他比别人好。
Making fun of what maybe little they have.
有时候呢，取。
Then there is a ridiculing attitude, which is one where we make fun of the other person so that others laugh at them.
另外一种是一种嘲弄的态度，我们喜欢呢找一个人嘲弄他们，然后让别人来取笑他。
This is a spirit that tries to really lift yourself up so that others think you're better than the one that you're making fun of.
这些都是想要提高自己，然后让别人比较降低，让别人来看高你。
Many times you might think that it's just a joke.
有时候你想只是说个笑话。
And they'll say, oh, I'm only joking.
然后你说呢，我只是开玩笑。
But really they mean it.
但是呢，是很认真的。
Then, of course, we have the attitude and spirit of disagreeing and disputing all the time.
另外一种呢，是一种争执的一种态度。
Then we have people that's always lecturing and giving advice that no one asks for.
然后另外一种人呢，人家没有问你就很想叫人训人。
They may say, oh, I know what I would do in that situation.
然后你就会说呢，我知道应该这么做，我如果说我就这么做。
But most of the time, people do not want to know what you would do. They have to find out what they're going to do.
有时候人来跟你谈话不是想知道你会怎么做，而是想知道他们该怎么做。
And then there are people who come up to things that are really bad, and they simplify them and make light of them and say they don't really matter, that doesn't matter, but it does.
有时候我们对别人的很严重的情形轻描淡写，把它简化了，把它减轻了。 我们看到有一些话是可以真的伤害人。
But why is it that we do this kind of thing?
为什么我们会有这样子的情况呢？
You see, in our words, sometimes we say one thing, but in our heart, we mean something else.
我们常常有这种情况，嘴巴说一种话，心里另外一种想法。
Sometimes we say some things, but we have another meaning.
有时候我们嘴巴说的话，弦外有它的别的意思。
And so we have what we call a hidden agenda.
所以我们就有一种潜藏在里面的一个情况。
And it's expressed in our conversation.
那么这是从里面啊潜藏，但是却在我们的沟通里面表达出来。
Now God made us, friend.
上帝造我们。
He made us in his image.
他按着他的形象造我们。
And because of that, you and I have some needs.
所以呢，我们就有一些需要。
You see, God made us to be loved.
上帝造我们有被爱的需要。
And so we have a very deep need there.
所以我们有这样子很深的需要。
He also made us to be worth something, to be significant.
而且他造我们呢，让我们也有那种有备用的需要。
And he also made us to be secure in him.
他也造我们有一种在他里面有安全感的需要。
But because of sin in our life, and we are not following God, these needs many times are not being met.
因为我们人的犯罪的罪性，我们就不跟着神走。这样子，这些需要就没有办法被满足。
And so we hide this, try to hide the fact that we feel like we're not loved.
有时候我们会把这种没有被爱的感觉隐藏起来。
We'll say words and act ways that we hide our faults.
我们说出来的话，事实上是隐藏自己里面的错误。
We'll try to become very popular.
有时候呢，外表可以表达的我们是很好的。
We'll give gifts so that we can win friends.
有时候给一些礼物来赢得友情。
We say nice things to people that they want to hear.
有时候讲的啊，故意的让人家喜欢。
We're wanting to please others.
奉承人，讨人喜悦。
And so we use words and conversation that tries to make them feel like we think that they're special.
有时候我们用一些话让对方感觉好像你觉得他是特别的。
When really, we're trying to meet the need of the lack of love in our own heart.
事实上，他是想要来满足里面没有被爱的需要。
Sometimes we feel that we don't have significance. We don't have really worth.
有时候我们觉得好像没有意义，自己没有什么价值。
We never seem quite to feel like we do things good enough.
从来不觉得自己做事做得好。
Then in our conversation, we'll try to deny our failures.
然后我们的说话里面呢，就会故意逃开我们的失败。
We'll say words or act superior to others.
有时候讲起话来呢，反而表现出一种优越感。
Many times that one who dominates and controls is the one who really feels this insignificance.
那些讲话很专制、很控制性的人，常常是里面有一种没有意义、没有价值感的感觉。
That one that judges and criticizes and points out the faults of others, really it's because they feel and know their own faults.
那些论断人、批评人、指责或者是找人毛病的人，事实上他们里面呢，隐藏着他想要掩盖自己的错误。
They're trying to gain attention from others.
他们想要引起别人的注意。
They want the approval of others.
他们需要被别人肯定。
So this is the kind of conversation that they will be holding.
那就是为什么他们会这样子讲话。
There are those who do not feel secure.
那些没有安全感的人。
They have many fears.
心里有很多害怕。
They conceal those fears.
他们可以把害怕封起来。
I know I was a time of my life when I was very insecure.
我知道我的人生当中有一段时间我很没有安全感。
And I had fears of all kinds.
那是很多种的惧怕。
I think one of the greater ones was I was afraid of death.
那有其中有一种就是呢很害怕死。
So anytime I got sick, I thought it was very, very serious.
每一次一生病就觉得我好像很严重了。
And yet I would appear like a person who was very self-confident and had very little fears.
可是呢却表达出来好像人家看到我是一个很有自信没有害怕的人。
Sometimes a person who feels very insecure will be very an angry person.
有时候一个没有安全感有惧怕的人会是一个容易生气的人。
There'll be one that has a lot of conflicts with others.
那一种跟人家之间有很多冲突的人。
There are those that do not trust others.
也是不信任人家的人。
And so their attitudes and actions, will speak the fact that they just don't trust anyone.
他们的态度行为都不信任人。
And they want to stay in control. They want you to think that they are in control of it all.
但是他们却要让他感觉呢，他是很能够，很稳得住，可以来控制的。
So in our lives and in our conversation, we many times do the opposite of what we really feel inside.
所以你就发现到很多时候我们讲的话跟里面潜藏着的却是相反的。
That's why many times your problem is not your husband or your children or your job. The problem is yourself.
所以很多时候你的问题不是你的先生或者是你的儿女或你的工作而是你自己。
Do you really feel loved?
你真的是有被爱的感觉吗?
Do you really feel like you have real self-worth?
你真的觉得自己有价值吗?
That you're a significant person to those around you?
你觉得对四周的人是很有意义的吗?
Do you feel secure?
你真的有安全感吗?
Do you feel like that you're in control, that there's nothing that really bothers you?
你真的觉得你很能够掌握一切，没有东西可以干扰你吗？
That's why we need to look at ourselves.
那就是为什么我要你好好的看看你自己。
Understand where our needs are.
了解到底你的需要是什么。
But the problem is many times others cannot meet that need.
问题是别人没有办法来满足你这种需要。
Sometimes when a child has felt that they were not loved, all of their life they try and seek for love, but they can't really understand what love is.
一个人在小时候被爱的需要没有满足的话，那么以后一辈子藏在追求爱，而且永远不晓得什么是爱。
That's why we need to seek God.
那就是为什么你要寻求神。
It was through Jesus Christ that God so loved us.
借着耶稣，神爱我们。
Now this is the love of God being extended to every person.
这是上帝的爱能够伸展到每一个人的身上。
The Bible tells us so often how much God loves us.
圣经常告诉我们神对我们多么的爱。
You see, when we know that God loves us,
当我们知道神爱我们的时候,
it gives us the understanding of what love really is.
就让我们知道什么是真正的爱。
And we were worth so much that he sent his only son.
我们的价值是那么的高，以至于值得上帝把他的儿子给我们。
You see, to him, one person is worth this whole world.
你要知道对神来讲一个人比得上整个世界。
And if you could only understand today that in Christ you have worth, you really mean something to him.
如果你能够了解到在耶稣的里面你对神是很宝贝的。
Sometimes we don't feel like we mean anything to anyone.
有时候你有种感觉好像我对谁都不重要。
But it's a wonderful realization to know that the Creator God so loved us and that we really are worth something to Him.
很重要的事情是你要知道那一位创造宇宙的主对你来说很爱你，你对他是很宝贝，很有价值的。
And because of this, we feel secure.
就因为这样子你就觉得有安全感。
There's something about knowing that God loves us and that he thinks that we're really worthwhile that makes us feel that we do not have to fear.
当你确信到神爱你，而且他看你为宝贝的时候，你就不会有惧怕了。
It was the word of God that tells us that perfect love cast out fear.
圣经告诉我们，爱，完全的爱，把惧怕拿掉。
That's because I know I can trust him.
因为我已经知道我可以信任他。
He said if we asked him to forgive our sins, he will forgive them and he will give us life and eternal life.
圣经告诉我们如果我们向神承认我们的不够我们的错误的话那么他就会原谅我们而且赐给我们生命永生的生命。
And once you're secure in his love, and once you're secure in the sense of your worth in him, and once you're secure in not having fear,then our conversation will be different.
如果你在神的爱里面有了这种被满足，然后你在上帝的这种价值里面，你觉得自己很宝贝。接下去你在上帝的安全感里面，你没有惧怕的话，那你的说话就会改变了。
If you want to be a person whose words and whose actions is beautiful, then let Jesus Christ become your savior.
如果你是一个希望自己的说话行为很恰当很美的人那么你就需要来寻求耶稣让耶稣成为你的救主。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供由金卢牧师为您主讲林真华语翻译如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担请您来信写明你的姓名住址然后你寄到台湾高雄台湾省高低的高英雄的雄台湾高雄13-40号信箱台湾高雄13-40号信箱你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了我们会尽快的跟您回信